This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program, and again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in and trust the program will be a blessing to you. Now again, if you want to contact me, you can do that through my website or by regular mail. The website has this program on it. You can re-listen to it there, and it has a weekly meditation there that you might find helpful, and I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can write to me and leave prayer requests or comments on the program either through the website or by regular mail. Now, I want to continue looking at prominent people in the Bible, and today I want to start looking at the Apostle Peter. He started out as a fisherman, became a follower, a disciple, and was commissioned to be an apostle, and was probably one of the leading apostles during the Lord's time, one of the leading disciples. He seemed to be a part of the Lord's inner circle. Let's read from John chapter 1 and verse 35 about Peter. And again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So these disciples were with John the Baptist. The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and seeing them following, said to him, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "Teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ, and brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone. And we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. Now, it was interesting to follow the progression of the events here. It starts out with two disciples following John the Baptist, and when John the Baptist points out who Jesus is on the banks of the Jordan River, then these disciples leave John and begin following Jesus. And when they start following Jesus, they go find their friends, in this case their relatives, and tell them about Jesus, and they follow him as well. And that's sort of the progression of the gospel. We hear a preacher, and then when we realize that the preacher is pointing us not to himself, but to a person called Jesus, we follow Jesus. And when we start following him and realize who he is and that he is the answer to man's problems, he is the answer to our eternal problem of sin, then we find out that we want to go and get those that we love and tell them about the Lord Jesus as well. Now, this morning I want to read to you a little bit about Peter, and I'm going to cheat a little and read from a blog that kind of recaps his life. And if you'd like to go back to that blog and read this on your own and perhaps in a little more detail, it's a blog that you can find on the internet called What Christians Want to Know. And the blog can be found by typing What Christians Want to Know as one word and putting a com afterwards after it. WhatChristiansWantToKnow.com. Now, the blog starts out, "Peter's Life Before Christ." The Apostle Peter may have been the most outspoken of the 12 apostles in Jesus' ministry on earth. He certainly became one of the boldest witnesses for the faith. His beginnings were certainly humble in origin. He was born about 1 BC and died somewhere around 67 AD. Peter was originally named Simon. Jesus was the one who changed Peter's name, as we've already read. Peter means rock, or literally Petra. It's really, as I understand it, stone more clearly than rock. But anyway, it's a piece of the rock. He was a Galilean fisherman and was the brother of Andrew. The brothers came from the village of Bethsaida. Peter was married. He also was a follower of John the Baptist. Peter, like all the humans before their calling, was a sinful man. In fact, he was ashamed of his sinfulness in the presence of Jesus, And we read about that in Luke chapter 5. Peter was perhaps the first apostle or first disciple that Jesus called along with his brother Andrew. Fishermen at that time were gruff, unkempt, vile, shabbily dressed, and often used vulgar language. The fishermen of the first century were a man's man. They were full of vigor and had boisterous tempers. This is perhaps why James and his brother John were called the sons of thunder. Theirs was a rough life, since fishing was a very physically demanding job. They must have been somewhat fearless, too, because some of the storms that came quickly upon the Sea of Galilee were fierce and furious. They often caught the fishermen by surprise and could easily capsize the 20 to 30-foot boats that they used. Peter was always putting his foot in his mouth, but one thing you could say about Peter was that when Jesus told them, Peter and Andrew, to follow me, they simply walked away and left everything they had without a second thought. Consider the fact that this meant that they left everything, all of their fishing boats, their fishing nets, and all the accessories that came with their trade. How many today would be willing to leave their business to follow someone that had simply asked them to follow him? Then we come to Peter's life with Christ. As mentioned earlier, Peter was among the first disciples called by Jesus, and he was frequently their spokesman, for good or for bad. One thing that he is credited with is the special insight that he had concerning Jesus' identity. Peter was the first to call Jesus the Son of the Living God, the Messiah. We read about that in Matthew 16, verses 16 and 17. When Jesus called him, Peter knew that he was of God and felt unworthy to be in Jesus' presence. Even so, Jesus did not hesitate and told Peter and Andrew that he would make them fishers of men. Peter was bold, but oftentimes in the wrong. Once he even rebuked the Lord and said that he was willing to die for Jesus, even though at the arrest and trial of Jesus, he denied him three times. Jesus loved the disciples and knew which of those whom would remain loyal to him and who would betray him. Peter was an eyewitness to the many miracles that Jesus did and also witnessed the Shekinah glory along with John and James in the transformation. When the article talks about the Shekinah glory, it's talking about the way in which the Lord had been transformed and his clothing was white as whiter than a fuller could make them, or a man who did cleaning of clothes could make them. So this was an outshining of the glory of the Lord up there on the mountain. This was where Jesus' humanity was peeled back to reveal the glory of his divinity. Now, Peter became an apostle. He moves from a disciple to an apostle. A disciple means a follower of, and that is what most Christians actually are today. An apostle is one sent forth, in the sense of sent forth by God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The biblical definition of an apostle and the only ones that are called apostles in the New Testament had to be either with Jesus during his earthly ministry, like the disciples, or having seen the risen Christ, as did Paul, who was taught 3 years in the desert by Jesus Christ himself. And of course, Paul saw the risen Lord on the Damascus Road as an apostle out of due season. After Christ tells the disciples about the end of the age in Matthew 24, he gives them the charge or command of the Great Commission. This is the very last thing that Jesus tells them. And from that point on, the disciples, the followers of Christ, became the apostles, that is, those who were sent forth. The designation of their being apostles was never used until after the ascension of Christ in Acts 1, because before then they were still following Jesus. After Christ had ascended to the right hand of the Father and was seated there, signifying his earthly ministry was done except through the apostles, he sent them forth to go to all the ends of the earth to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. Peter was the first one to preach on the day of Pentecost after the coming of the Holy Spirit, and he was the first one to proclaim Christ to a Gentile. He was one of the boldest apostles of all. He willingly suffered persecution, imprisonment, beatings, and even rejoiced at the fact that he was worthy to suffer disgrace for the Lord's sake. Now, as we look at the Gospels, there is extremely reliable evidence through church tradition and early church historians that the Gospel of Mark is actually the Gospel of Peter. Peter is said to have dictated his discipleship with Jesus to John Mark, who was a companion of his for many of the later years of his life. If you read the Gospel of Mark, you can see the extremely fine details of what appears to be an eyewitness from the perspective of Peter. John Mark was not even a disciple of Jesus, and he was not an apostle. There is little doubt that the work of Mark and his gospel is actually the story of Peter, who retold the story and then was written down by John Mark. This is testified by the fact that Mark was not present for Jesus' ministry and the extremely intimate details that are described in Mark. Some of the events where Peter, John, and James, who were often alone with Jesus, like the Transfiguration, are like a first-person retelling of the story. The next time you read the Gospel of Mark, think about Peter and see if you cannot see more clearly the realization that this had to be Peter's eyewitness account, an account that only Peter could tell. Now, in the days leading up to Peter's death, almost all the apostles had been martyred. Did Jesus actually predict Peter's death by crucifixion when he said, "When you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and take you where you do not want to go"? That's found in John 21, verses 18 and 19. The church historian Tertullian, Origen, and Eusebius state that Peter's was stretched out by his hands. He was dressed in prison guard. He was taken where no one wanted to go, a crucifixion, and was crucified. He was said to be crucified upside down because he felt unworthy to be crucified in a way that the Lord Jesus had been crucified. From an arrogant, cocky man of thunder, he became a humble, willing, obedient servant of the Lord, even to death. He rejoiced in that day of his death, knowing that he would be reunited with his beloved Savior. This was a lifetime of 65 years, of which his last 33 would be devoted to proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as we look at Peter, we see a man who was changed. We often talk about a conversion when we are saved, but many people today say they are saved and there is no conversion. There's no change in their thinking, there's no change in their actions, and there's no change in their devotion, their earthly interest, but there was a change in Peter's case. He changed from being a fisherman to being a disciple, a follower, to being one who was an apostle. He wrote two epistles. We often call them the shepherd epistles because it appears that through his own failures, he had an interest in shepherding others and making sure that they succeeded. And friend, I hope you've trusted in the same person that Peter trusted in and that you too have been converted. Now, our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy blessing upon this program, upon those who are listening. We thank thee for thy love. We thank thee for thy salvation. We just thank thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com, bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.